This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. We always enjoy having Luke Anderson with us. Luke Anderson, by the way, Luke, how does a former teacher become a pioneer in the canning industry and the cannabis arena? That went to Stanford, by the way. Welcome back.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me. Well, teaching is a really hard job, and it can drive you to drink a lot of alcohol. And once you drink a lot of alcohol, you fall out of love with it pretty fast. And if the solution doesn't exist for moderating or reducing alcohol consumption, I guess you have to make it.
Is that really how it all happened?
I mean, it's not entirely untrue. I think I can't blame teaching for the overdrinking. I probably blame college fraternity life for starting that habit. But a lot of people in their 20s turn to alcohol as a way to have fun, and then it becomes destructive. And the degree to which it becomes destructive depends on how bad the habit is. But 8 out of 10 adults, they say they want to drink less booze, but most of those people don't yet want to be completely sober. And so the product that we developed is a really excellent way to bridge that gap and create something that can give you a buzz but not make you feel like trash the next day.
And you're using natural ingredients as well. So you're not making more sugary, wasted calorie content.
No, we tried very hard to make a product that uses all natural ingredients, and we don't even use our juices in their concentrated forms, which makes it very expensive to procure, but it makes a difference in how it tastes, and I think the impact it has on your body.
And Hollywood is loving this product. You have some very noted Hollywood celebs that are really happy to endorse the product.
We do. We're very lucky that it made its way around Los Angeles early on in 2019 when we just got started. And the cool thing about can is once you have one, you tend to just continue to have it in the fridge forever. So it's still something that people share at parties, and we're very grateful that people with bigger platforms can promote it for us. We're gearing up for a really exciting campaign for Pride Month. We're a queer-owned business, and we like to do some storytelling around Pride in June, and we've got a list of exciting celebrity partners who are going to help us do that in just a week now.
Wonderful. That's awesome. Gwyneth Paltrow is one of the people that loves your product. We can say her name. I want to go back to the story of how the misconceptions of this plant, and this is the stigmas attached to it. And we all know that there are many faces of cannabis and many uses for cannabis. There are many faces of combining cannabis with CBD to help with an entourage effect. It goes on and on and on, but we really are not as informed as we could be. And so educate us about this plant, Luke.
Yeah, I mean, I am still only in the beginning phases of understanding the complexities of cannabinoids, second-order cannabinoids, and terpenes, but when I do my conversations with consumers and potential can fans, I'm often surprised to hear how few people even understand the difference between THC and CBD. And people often call can a CBD drink, and I get a little offended, and then I need to kind of explain that LaCroix is different than a White Claw, the same way as a CBD drink is different from a THC drink. And the most important thing to understand when diving into the cannabis universe is that CBD, which is usually found in a form derived from hemp, is non-intoxicating, and THC, which you can still derive it from hemp. There's Delta 8 out there, but that's a whole other topic. THC that comes from the cannabis plant, it is intoxicating. And that's why products with THC in them are good as alcohol substitutes, is you get a little bit of a buzz from them. The second most important thing is that the amount of THC you consume can absolutely determine how good or bad of an experience you have with a cannabis product. The pot brownie you had in college, the time you took a bong rip at a party and you started coughing, and then, you know, the next thing you know, you're in a closet under a bunch of blankets. Those things are usually a result of hundreds of milligrams of THC that you've consumed, and our product only has 2 milligrams of THC. If you think about the way we consume alcohol socially, you know, you have a microdose of alcohol in a glass of wine or a beer, and you just continue to drink it one after another after another. If you want a safe cannabis experience, you have to start with an extremely low dose. I recommend 2 milligrams, and then check in with yourself after you have ingested it and see how you're feeling before you take a big step further. Unfortunately, there are lots of cannabis products out there that are 10, 50, 100 milligrams, and if you consume that by accident as someone who's just starting out, you have a traumatic experience, and you say, well, just like I thought in college, cannabis is not.
Yeah, right, right. I think that we, you know, we want to make it really clear that this is an adult beverage. This is not for kids. But wouldn't it be great if the soft drink industry could take a tip from how you prepare your and curate your products, Luke?
Well, they're starting to. And if you look at independent sodas that are becoming incredibly popular, the days of 100-plus calories and tons of sugar, those are kind of in the rearview mirror. You have a lot of interesting beverages that use real fruit juices like Spindrift, which, you know, have emerged. You have a lot of healthy sodas that use natural sweeteners that are different from high fructose corn syrup and have interesting and complex feelings that you can get on your taste buds from them. And the, you know, 30 to 60 calorie count and smaller portion sizes are becoming more popular as well. I think that if you zoom forward 10 years, you'll see even the Coca-Colas and the Pepsis of the world have flagship products that are a lot lower sugar and a lot more natural than what you see today from them.
Yes, yes. I'm happy to hear that and to see some of that myself. If you wouldn't mind talking about what has these past few years now coming out of COVID and the disruption of COVID for everybody's lives, what's it been like for you as someone who is in this cannabis arena as the CAN founder, co-founder? What's it been like for you?
It's come in an interesting set of waves. Right before COVID, we almost shut down the business because it was so difficult to get dispensaries to pick up a microdose THC beverage. They were dealing with primarily high THC consumers, people who just really want to get high. And offering somebody a more expensive way to get less high, it didn't make sense to them. But they were missing the opportunity. People who are going to liquor stores and grocery stores but are afraid to go to dispensaries or too nervous to have a conversation with a bud tender, those are the best customers for a product like ours. Now, as soon as COVID hit and everyone was stuck at home, there was a first wave of heavy drinking that I think people experienced, you know, like, all right, well, another night at home, here's another 5 glasses of Chardonnay. And I think at first people thought that was fine, but weeks of that behavior in a row and your body starts rejecting it. And so what we saw in the middle of the first wave of COVID was a mass adoption of cannabis from delivery services, and our product became incredibly popular because people found a need to go on a health kick. And it's a lot safer to explore cannabis safely within your own home when you are free from distractions or social obligations.
Yes, yes. And I want you to... we need to get ready for a break, but when we come back, I want you to really share with everybody what microdosing is all about, because this is really why so many celebrities and so many people are on the bandwagon at Luke's company, Can. And you have put it all together so well. And give us the website, how people can find out more.
DrinkCan.com, DrinkCan.com, and follow us on Instagram at DrinkCan with two N's.
We'll be right back with Luke Anderson. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. EMTs.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back. We're talking today to Luke Anderson. Luke Anderson's story is such a great story. Public school teacher, educated at Stanford, and wound up drinking too much alcohol. And a lot of people, especially during COVID, and welcome back. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. A lot of people were going through the same exact thing, Luke. They were feeling, you know, feeling, gosh, there's got to be something more. This is not good. The hangovers aren't great. You know, having the soldiers in my mouth in the morning just stinks. And for some people, they have this, you know, we could become addicted to anything. And it became an addiction for many, and especially during COVID, and people that had been sober were drinking again. You, in this process, said what? Why can't I find something to help me?
Well, I think, you know, if you are in a period of time where you're drinking too much alcohol and you don't want to be sober, but you realize it's an untenable habit, you often go on a health kick and you say, hey, how about 30 days no drinking? My friends and I would do that pretty often. And those experiences were difficult because you found yourself in social situations where the predominant beverages that were being consumed were beer, wine, cocktails. And if you were the person with a LaCroix, or if you were, you know, drinking soda water and lime, there was a little bit of a feeling that you were missing out. And there was also just a very obvious non-intoxicating effects that you get from these beverages, which also takes you away from the experience of belonging with the group that is drinking. And I think that's why you see a lot of sober communities be incredibly strong in what they offer in terms of belonging to people who are a part of them. But if you're somebody who's not in Alcoholics Anonymous and you don't necessarily think your habit is so severe that it merits a full-scale you know, abstinence from alcohol, then I think you do kind of wonder, hey, why isn't there something that I can consume that takes the edge off a little bit and makes me feel like I belong in this routine? Caffeine is something people turn to in some cases, but when you just become really hyper and everyone else is a little bit more lax and loose, that's
yeah,
different. Cannabis is an excellent way to, in the right amount, feel just a little good. And so, you know, my business partner Jake and I, we searched for options, and the cannabis beverages that first existed were way too strong. And so we ended up saying, hey, why don't we make the first microdose beverage?
So explain to everybody what microdosing is.
I think that, you know, microdosing has a lot of meanings. One is most people associate it with psychedelic mushrooms. You know, creative people for many years have said that microdosing with acid is a way to help them stay in a creative space. And if it's a small enough amount, it's barely noticeable, but you feel better.
Yes.
And more productive. I think microdosing, for me, is just using such a small amount of something that it is barely perceptible. To a lot of people, 2 milligrams of THC is sub-perception, and they won't feel it. The people I'm talking about are people who are heavier cannabis users. But to your average person who is not used to cannabis, 2 milligrams is actually noticeable, and maybe even 1 milligram is noticeable. So it's a way to engage with something very safely in such a small amount that it's not going to impair you, and it won't prevent you from being able to go about your, you know, typical daily routine.
Yes. And you actually put together a campaign, and this is really, I think, brilliant, because you say you want to have people think of your product as a mini alcohol sabbatical.
Yes, that's we use that language for our unspiked product, which you can actually get in grocery stores and you can order online. That's the one with no cannabis in it, but it's just the, you know, flavor of our beverage. And we made that so people everywhere can access it before it becomes available in their state, but also so that we can do digital marketing and get the messages around our brand out there by using paid ads. So, yeah, mini alcohol sabbatical is a great way to think about a cannabis beverage or just, you know, any break from alcohol without the commitment of sobriety.
But talk to us about the way in which these products are curated, because they're so different than anything anyone has ever tasted.
Give
us the flavors.
Rules that we follow, but
yes.
it's a complicated formula. And Jake and I argue over 6 or 7 drops of lavender in the flavor lab, and it really does make a different beverage. So we said the consumer wants simple, natural ingredients. The consumer does not want to see a long list of things they can't pronounce. And so we said, hey, let's pick a maximum of 5 ingredients, 1 juice, 1 herb, 1 sweetener, 1 liquid like water, and 1 cannabis ingredient. And so we have lemon lavender is organic lemon juice from Sicily, lavender extract from Switzerland, and agave nectar organic from Mexico, water, and cannabis from the state that it's sold in. And when you can explain to somebody what's in it and they know each one of those things and they can understand it, it makes it, I think, easy for somebody to feel comfortable with consuming a beverage regardless of how strict their dietary restrictions are or nutritional interests might be. So it's a simple list of ingredients, but it's the formula that makes it 30 calories and 10 or less grams of added sugar and delicious tasting that is complicated.
I think that's what makes this so different. And that's why people are so attracted to this product, because I think the fact that you're using herbs and that you're using natural flavors and that you're creating an explosion in our mouths is just amazing.
Yeah, tasting is believing. I think we made it taste this good, and you know, a lot of cannabis beverages just went zero calorie, little bit of flavor, and that's it. We wanted to make something complex and interesting so that when you tried it, you go, hey, like, I don't even care about the cannabis part. This just tastes that good that I want another
one.
And it's not until you have 2 beverages that have a little bit of THC in them do you realize, well, I can actually incorporate this into my lifestyle without it being a problem.
So good to have you on, and important to have this conversation. Thank you so much, Luke Anderson, and give us the website and keep us posted on the progress of the product and how things are going.
Drinkcan.com with 2 N's, and follow us on Instagram at drinkcan.
Wonderful. We'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Well, we have with us now father and son. Yes, a father and a son in the cannabis industry right here in my home state of Massachusetts. And they are both with us today. They own a company or a facility called Green Meadows. And it is in a beautiful historic building. But when I tell you their names, you might know that last name, Patton. Rob and Bob, welcome to the program. So, Rob, tell us the real deal about the name, the family name, because this is really unbelievable. And you're in Southbridge, Massachusetts. Go ahead.
We are, Frankie. First of all, thanks for having us. You've got Bob here, and I'm the old guy, the dad, that in 2017, our family literally sat at a kitchen table and discussed what to do with the organic produce farm that my father, George S. Patton the IV, and we are speaking of George Patton, set up when he retired from the military after 34 years of service in 1981. And that became Green Meadows Farm. And of course, my father's father, accident of birth, but we're very proud of it, was the late great World War II General, George S. Patton Jr. And out of that legacy comes a sort of a twin road, an attention toward and care for veterans, honoring veterans, whether those suffering from PTSD or those just who've worn our uniform or still are. And then within that, my father's passion for organic cultivation and agriculture, which he got into after he retired after 34 years in the military. So those two threads created what we now have as Green Meadows Farm in cannabis. We no longer run the produce farm that my father established. Those lands were leased out, but we are a family company. We've made all the mistakes, but have stayed close with one another. We work every day together and have a company now that is really proudly moving forward into organic cannabis, both medically and for adult users.
I have to ask the question. Did you think for one moment about the family name associated with cannabis, Bob?
Absolutely. Oh, to Rob in a bit, but I get asked that a lot, Frankie, as you can imagine. I mean, people say, oh, your grandfather, your father, they must be spinning in their graves. My father passed away in 04. You know, and I understand there were different generations, and it's really impossible to know what their thoughts would have been about cannabis specifically, but I do know this. They cared about veterans both as fellow professionals in the military and in their post-military lives, in my father's case. It's very important that charitable causes, medical research, anything that could do hiring, job training, whether it was in the organic produce and cultivation side or in cannabis now, we really make a priority of being, you know, good as well as trying to do well. And so I think it's a fair question and one that's impossible to answer. I'm sort of amused. Sometimes people think, oh, they would, you know, your father would be furious. But my father was nothing and my grandfather were nothing but men who lived outside the box. They were innovative. They were daring. And I think they both would have recognized that if our priorities are right in terms of personal values, as well as creating a good business, they would respect it. So I sleep well at night, Frankie, but it's a very fair question.
All right, Bob, it's your turn now. As the son and, you know, the next generation, tell me what it's been like for you to have this family name. And has it been a difficult legacy to live out?
Sure, yeah. So this is Rob Patton, the younger of the two on the phone right now with you. You know, I don't think I would say that it's been a difficult legacy to live out, right? I think any time that you want to measure yourself against those kind of milestones or against that name, yeah, of course, right? My great-grandfather was a World War II hero. My own grandfather was, you know, multiple tours in Korea and Purple Hearts and just adored by the men that were under his command for so long. But one thing that I think, you know, that my dad just said that is very important is no matter what the two of them would think about cannabis and, you know, the stigma behind it and all that, they themselves were trailblazers, right? They were not afraid to take a chance and go out on a limb and say, you know, I'm going to do something that I think is going to make an impact and is going to be, you know, giving back to, you know, the community or to veterans or to our country in some way. And I like to think that in our own small way here at Green Meadows now, you know, we're continuing to do that, and, you know, in their name and in their legacy. Now, it was very important to us, though, I will say that, you know, we didn't just want to slap the name on a jar and say, hey, patent cannabis, right? Patent weed, here you go, right? That's not what we stand for and what we're about. We wanted to be sure that while we're honoring the legacy and, you know, the name, the company name Green Meadows harkens back to the original Green Meadows farm that my grandfather started, we want to make sure that there's a quality product behind it as well, right? So, yes, we grow organically. Yes, everything we do is stringently tested, whether that's by the state or by our own employees, and making sure that we bring the finest quality cannabis with purpose to the market and to the consumers in Massachusetts.
Yes, absolutely. Rob, I have to ask you, were you absolutely sane to be opening during COVID?
It was, you know, I do give the state and the Cannabis Control Commission in Massachusetts a lot of credit of how they navigated COVID at the early onset there. You know, we had really kind of just opened our doors in the thick of COVID, so for cannabis to be declared an essential business and to allow people to, you know, come and get their medicine that so many people in the state and really around the country take advantage of,
yes,
you know, was a blessing for us, both as a business, but also, again, being able to provide that kind of alternative outlet for folks who don't want to take opioids or, you know, are just dealing with some horrific pain, or whether that's mental or physical, right? Exactly.
You know, it's really, Bob.
I was just going to throw in a quick shout out to the Cannabis Control Commission, because as Rob said, through that really deep period of COVID restrictions, we were building at that point, and all the difficulties that came with that, the CCC really stepped up. They actually became more responsive through that period, being deluged, of course, with applications from all quarters. So I really have to tip my hat to them. They really did a great job through that very difficult time, and which we're still dealing with, of course.
Of course, of course. One of the things, you know, I've had a lot of doctors on through the years of this radio show and my commitment to educate people about this plant, and cannabinoid doctors, doctors that specialize in the field of cannabis, and they have all said that what's happening to the men and women, military, our veterans, is a sad, sad story. And we really are not aware of how this plant could be the answer for so many suffering.
Well, indeed, Frankie, and let me just say to commend how you approach, because I know how you look at medicine and health and that holistic way. Cannabis is a tool in the toolkit. It doesn't have to be a panacea, but to ignore its possibilities is foolish. So we're seeing now, thanks to people like you, thanks to the doctors that have stepped up, thanks to those who have told their stories, it's a possible remedy, a possible mitigator for issues, whether long-term pain in replacement of opioids, which we know are dreadful, or as a help in terms of social integration, dealing with isolation and anxiety, sleeplessness. So it's simply one more part of the arsenal, and it should be accepted and researched that way. And I love how you look at it as part of a panoply of possibilities for health and wellness.
And really, yes. Oh, absolutely.
As a business, we made a decision early on that our original mission, right, was to improve lives, and specifically the lives of veterans that we think are just one of the most underserved populations in the country today. And one way in which we do that is for veteran medical cardholders. We offer the most aggressive discounts in the state of Massachusetts of any medical dispensary, right? So 30% discount every day for veterans that have their medical card. And we'd offer a 40% discount twice a month. And the two times a month are always on the 11th and 22nd for a reason, right? The 11th to relate to Veterans Day, which is on November 11th. So the 11th of every month, we offer an additional discount. And then on the 22nd, you know, there's a stat that's floated around for a long time that 22 veterans a day are committing suicide, right, for a number of reasons. That number, unfortunately, has increased. And so we're trying to draw awareness and attention to this fact that there is an alternative option out there for them that, you know, maybe, you know, if they're not going through this pain of opioids or whether it's mental or physical anguish, right, there's an alternative option for them in cannabis that we want to enable and you know, allow them the opportunity to come and get that at Green Meadows.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's just so wonderful. Let's talk about, because one of the most important pieces in that, this is one that we cannot overlook at all, is the financial gain for each and every community from, you know, you may scream and shout, I don't want that cannabis dispensary in my neighborhood. Well, let me tell you something. You're missing out on a lot of money that could be so helpful, you needed in this day and age. So explain to us about how important the economics of this story is all about, guys.
Well, let me start, and then I'll throw it to my son. But let's take Southbridge, for example. Southbridge was a city that had a very large industrial component in American Optical that was there for decades, and then they lost that employer. I think they employed more than 3,000 people.
Hey, guys, hold on. Hold that thought. We're right up to the break, so when we come back, we will continue with that. Give us the website as we go to break.
Sure. The website is www.greenmeadows.com.
We'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Father-son duo are with us. Yes, they are co-founders and involved in trying to educate the world about the powers of this plant. And Green Meadows is their facility, and it is, I'm going to make a road trip, I swear, I'm really going to come out there. Green Meadows is a vertically integrated cannabis company based in Southbridge, Massachusetts. And before we took the break, we were talking about the economics and how critical it is.
Absolutely. Well, again, using our home base as an example, Southbridge, a city of about a little over 20,000, it's over 40% Latino, had a lot of issues when they lost their industrial base with American Optical. We came in, not that we changed everything, but it seemed to represent something, you know, 2.5 years ago, we first introduced ourselves that, you know, our family was a little bit well known, the Patton family, through the feats of others before me, my father and grandfather. They were really intrigued. They said, wow, why would you come to Southbridge? I said, because you're welcoming us. And now where we are in the part of town, there's building, there's development, the public schools are starting to thrive again. We've had such support from the police, the fire department. We employ locally, both in our direct staff and all the ancillary businesses that help us out to do the things that we do. And I stand back, and when I see the activity and I see the building, the development, and I say, this is good. Plus, we're giving to local charities. And this could happen in every community where cannabis can come in. And particularly in the early days, people feared that you can't put cannabis near the country club or whatever. Well, now they find out that property values go up around these places because we care about our premises. We care about security. We care about having a really good neighborhood relationships with all. And so those things are positive. And so it's financial, yes, the boon to the communities, but also just the idea that a business that's vital, that cares about the local community, is in town to stay. And I couldn't be prouder of that.
And you guys restored a 19th century mill building. How awesome is that?
It was a battle because you pull down a wall and you think, my God, that electrical system hasn't been seen for 60 years. But, yeah, the building dated back to the Civil War. I think they made the Union Army blankets there. And so it's exposed brick, beautiful ductwork up top, 20-foot ceilings. It's quite lovely. And actually, during that worst of COVID, people liked it because it was so voluminous and you didn't feel compressed or you know, cramped in there at all. It's a beautiful space. I couldn't be more pleased with how it came out.
So how did you, Dad, deal with this cannabis story? Because most parents are like, I don't know about this.
Well, I'll take that one. I think, you know, Bob kind of glossed over it early on. He mentioned, you know, the first thing we did in 2017 was literally sit as a family around a kitchen table and discuss, you know, do we want to take this venture on? And it's become a kind of a famous story in the family anyway to date. My grandmother, Bob's mother, who's still alive at 91 years old, her
God bless her.
To doing this, yeah, absolutely. Her first response to this venture was, over my dead body. And again, happy to say she's still alive. She's kicking and she's prouder of what we're doing now.
Frankie, we took her around in a wheelchair not too long ago, and she was meeting all the staff. And, of course, our staff can be grandparents like me, or they could be tattoos and dreadlocks, or they could be locals or veterans. And she met them all, and she looked around, and she said, by God, this is real. This is respectable. This is honorable, and they're doing good, and I'm proud to be associated with it. So she came full circle, I'm happy to say.
That's so great. How many people are working at the facility?
Rob?
Yeah, right now we just have just over 70 people actually working here. And it's crazy to think, like, a year ago, I want to say we were at maybe 15 to 20. So to see that kind of meteoric growth.
Wow.
Especially in a town that's been so economically depressed for so long, and being able to offer employment and benefits and bonuses, right? It's a warming feeling. And again, over 34% of our staff are from Southbridge alone, right? So, trying to give back in a meaningful way and doing so, pretty rapidly right now.
And the other thing, cultivate there as well. We have the dispensary, which is a beautiful building. In the same building in the back, we have 30,000 square foot space with cultivation bays and extraction facilities, processing, packaging, the whole gamut that we do, always organically, always for the medical patient side of it, and also for the adult users. And that's really where, you know, that idea about building a profession, people came in and joined us just as we were some years ago, knowing nothing. They just wanted to get in this new industry, and now they've learned a profession, whether it's craftsmen in botanical science, or in terms of the retail aspects, all the security and safety and good service that we want to provide. So you're creating an industry, not just in our business, but all across the country, and it's going to have a major impact on American life in a positive way.
I have to say also, my home station where I do my health show is WCRN, based in Worcester, Boston. And you guys had a historic event happening at the brand new Polar Park. And tell us about the home of the Worcester Red Sox, the minor league baseball team. How exciting you were able to do that.
Oh my God, yeah. So that was something where actually they came and found us. They were looking for a partner in the cannabis space, and, you know, we were lucky enough to be selected amongst a handful of others where, you know, that basically we've entered into a partnership with them now where, Green Meadows branding will essentially fly on banners, on about, I think it's 60 light poles around Polar Park, which is this beautiful new $75 million stadium in minor league baseball, you know, home of the AAA team for the Boston Red Sox. So Green Meadows branding will fly all around that park all year round for the next 3 years. And then we're partnering with the WUSOX Foundation and Polar Park to put on a series of events for the benefit of veterans, basically a few times a year. And it's the kind of the major event is in November on Veterans Day. This coming year,
nice.
Will be the seventh one that the WUSOX have hosted. It'll be the second one that we've hosted jointly where we had, last year we had over 100 veterans and their spouses come for a dinner and a fundraising event at Polar Park in their brand new facility. So we're looking forward to that again. So yeah,
that's so awesome.
Increased visibility of our mission is what we're looking to do.
So in a time when most people are downsizing, you guys are expanding. Tell us about the new location in Fitchburg, Massachusetts.
Yeah, so it's something that's been on the horizon for a little bit now, but you know, per the state laws, under a single license, you can have up to 3 dispensaries. So if you're doing both,
and you guys are going for it. Hey, listen, we've got to end the show. I can't believe it's already time. This has been so great. Congratulations to a father and son making a difference. And yes. Yes, he would be very, they both would be very proud, your father and your grandfather and your great-grandfather. Thank you both. Give us the website as we say goodbye.
Absolutely. Again, www.greenmeadows.com. You can shop online and pre-order products there. And Frankie, you're always welcome to Green Meadows for a behind-the-scenes tour.
Sounds great, guys.
Yeah, come on by. Love to see you.
Thanks so much. Thanks. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk Agency, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Smile through your fears and sorrow. Smile. And maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile. If you just smile.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.